The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, March 5th, 2017, is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 19. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that God the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 19, New International Version, March 5th, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. 1 John 4, 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. John heard Jesus teach on love, and especially on love for one another, even our enemies. God is love, and all love comes from God. Without God, there would be no love. Even as God created all things and makes life possible, with every living thing depending on God at each moment for existence, so we depend on God for all the love we give and receive. Those not born of God are by their moral and spiritual nature self-centered and selfish. At the foundation of their lives, any love we see them express flows from their personal selfish interests. Those born of God love God supremely because God in Christ first loved them and saved them from sin, especially the sin of selfishness. Christ has so changed them by a new birth that their moral and spiritual nature is now God-centered and filled with love for God, others, and rightly for themselves. 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Whenever we meet a person who is self-absorbed or self-centered, we know they do not know God as God wants them to know Him. They may know a great deal about God and about the Bible's teachings and say they believe in God, but only through trusting in Jesus Christ with sincere faith will they be transformed, born again, and come to know God personally through the Scriptures, prayer, praise, singing, and worship. Only through Jesus Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit will they turn from self to devoted, loving, God-centered living and to praying for others and to serving God and others without concern for selfish advantages. 1 John 4:9. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. From creation and the Scriptures, we know something of the love of God, but God made His love real to us and personal to us by revealing His love supremely through Jesus Christ, God's one and only begotten Son, fully God and fully man. God is not self-centered, and He proved that to us through Jesus Christ. God focused on us and our needs in spite of our sins and rebellion against God and His kingdom. Therefore, the Father sent us His Son as a gift that we might be born again and live in the world as God intended. Now, we can really live our lives to the fullest within the circle of God's love forever. God the Father and Jesus Christ deserve our undivided love and loyalty. 1 John 4:10. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Another good word to describe the love the Father has for us and we should have for others is charity. In charity, God gave us what we needed when He sent Jesus Christ to die in our place, a sacrifice for our sins, thereby enabling God the King and Judge of the universe to uphold His law and justice when graciously and mercifully forgiving us for our sins and rebellion against Him. In charity, we give to others to meet their honest needs. We deny ourselves some things, even if our giving is not sacrificial or costly. We come to understand true love, or true charity, when God extended His love toward us and sacrificed His Son for us to be freed from slavery, so we could turn from our sin and selfishness to love God and others. We love after first receiving God's love through Jesus Christ, and now we love as God the Father and Jesus love, but in a much smaller way. When we share the gospel to save and bless others, even sacrificing our time, treasure, and talents. 1 John 4:11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Notice how John expressed his love for all who will read his letters. To love others, especially those in the family of God, we need both the loving and indwelling Holy Spirit and sound instruction, telling us what we ought to do as Christians. we need to be told to love one another, because we can easily forget to do so in tense situations, especially when fellow believers forget to show love for us and instead express their hatred in ungodly ways. 1 John 4:12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. We cannot see God with our physical eyes. They are not equipped to do so, and the finite physical cannot see the infinite spiritual. We could never see God in His fullness with our limited intellectual capacity. I doubt we know any created thing, not even ourselves, completely. But we can assuredly see and know some truths about God, the truths God revealed in the Bible, and we continue to expand our knowledge of God as we study the Bible. We can also see and know whether we are acting in loving and ways toward others. If we are expressing love as the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we know we are God-centered and not living like those of this world. See 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. We can know that God is living in us and helping us love God and others. As we grow in knowledge of God and the truth, Jesus said He is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. God's love is made complete in us. 1 John 4:13. This is how we know that we live in Him and He in us. He has given us of His Spirit. If someone wanted to know whether they were Christians or not, John's answer in this verse could help them. First, Christians abide in or remain in Christ, and Christ abides in or remains in them. Second, the Holy Spirit within them can give them the assurance that Christ abides in them, and they are abiding in Christ. Third, the Holy Spirit will give that assurance through the Holy Scriptures. See the verses below, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, and John chapter 15, verses 5 through 10. The Apostle Paul wrote, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Romans chapter 5, verse 5. We love because the Holy Spirit loves in us. 1 John 4:14. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. John and the other apostles saw and touched Jesus. They heard what He taught and saw what He did. They saw Him after He rose from the dead. They received the Holy Spirit, and they accepted His great commission. See 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. They testified with evidence, acceptable in a court of law, that God the Father truly exists. The Father sent His Son into the world. His Son came as the Savior of the world. See John chapter 3, verse 16. 1 John 4:15. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. John gave additional evidence that someone can use to know if they are Christians. Do they confess that Jesus is the Son of God? John gave the reason God abides in someone. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, not a Son of God, or one of many important people, but Jesus is the Son of God. See John chapter 3, verse 16. God abides in those who confess Jesus is the Christ. And when they also abide in God, they bear much fruit. See John chapter 15, verse 5. Bearing much good fruit flows from a right relationship between God and the believer. Another evidence for assurance that a person is a Christian. 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love, lives in God, and God in them. Christians believe Jesus is the Son of God, and they know and believe that God loves them. John restated such truths as we find in John 3:16. Because God loved the world so much, God gave His only Son. The Father did not simply send Jesus into the world to teach us truths about how to live for God and serve others. Jesus did that. But we know and believe that God loves us because God gave His only Son to die as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. God's nature is love. God's character and choice is love, and to love. Love motivates God to do all God wisely can to promote the happiness and well-being of every creature. Those who abide in love abide in the circle of love that God has created with His commandments through the Scriptures and the perfect example of His Son, Jesus Christ. God empowers and enables true believers in Jesus Christ to live within His circle of love as God lives within them and through them. Christians remain, abide, in love in all they do. Love motivates them, and they remain, abide, in God. They express their love by obeying His commandments. 1 John 4:17. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. God perfects His love within and among the true followers of Jesus, through those who truly believe Jesus is the Son of God, and who relate to Jesus as the Scriptures have revealed Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. A day of judgment is coming, and those who are born again are transformed by the presence and love of God in Christ within them. Therefore, they can be bold and unafraid of punishment on that day. In this world, they become increasingly like Jesus. They develop and display His moral and spiritual character in what the Bible calls sanctification, as they love God and others. As they draw closer to Jesus and become more like Jesus, they can have confidence in the day of judgment. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. When God in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit come to live within us, they fill our hearts with their love, and we love others and bear much fruit, as their love overflows out of our hearts. Their love in us and our loving response to their love, as described in the Bible, casts out all fear of punishment from God on the day of judgment. If we fear punishment from God, we need to move closer to God in Christ and pray for the Holy Spirit to help us love God and others according to biblical teachings. We need to remind ourselves of all God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior, and the Holy Spirit have done for us and will do for us according to the Scriptures. 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. We love God and others according to the commands, example, and teachings of Jesus Christ only because God first loved us, sent His Son to die for us, and then sent His Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to live in us, guide us, empower us, and help us understand and wisely apply the Bible's teachings in everyday life. We did not first love God. God created us in His love. We rebelled against God. Then God in love redeemed us, and we came to love God, others, and ourselves as we ought. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Give one way that we can know we abide in Christ. From John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. Two, describe who Jesus is from your reading of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 19. Three, who does John say God abides in or lives in? Four, what commandment did John emphasize in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 19. 5. What is one of the things we can do to demonstrate our love for God? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God in us drives out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. God offers everyone the opportunity to live within God's circle of love and influence, and anyone can invite God into their lives. No matter how much someone has sinned or rebelled against God, God has made their reconciliation with Him possible by sending His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. Living daily and forever with God's approval is possible for anyone who acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God. God is love. And God showed His love for the world when He sent His one and only Son into the world. Jesus taught and demonstrated the way of love. And then Jesus made the supreme sacrifice when He died on the cross in behalf of sinners, enemies of God, becoming the Savior of the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. Believers can know and rely on the love God has for us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Through faith in Jesus, God has graciously given believers His Spirit to live within them. Through faith in Jesus, God makes it possible for believers to love others as God loves them. Believers in Jesus have been born of God and know God. Therefore, they can show forth the love of God for others. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Those born of God are like Jesus, and the world should be able to see the love of God for all people within them. Because God is love, and Jesus is their Savior, believers can live with confidence that they will have nothing to fear on the day of judgment. The perfect love of Jesus within them drives out all fear of punishment from God. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.